Living the Sweet Life is a podcast intended for mature audiences only. We'll be using sexually explicit language while discussing many different adult themes. So if you're under the age of 18, please stop listening. Also, please know that our thoughts and opinions should not be taken as professional advice.
We're here to answer your questions about the swinger lifestyle, from newbies to longtime swingers, or if you're just curious. We hope to engage you all and to encourage a sex-positive discussion.
Now that we've got that out of the way, make yourself comfortable and join us in living the sweet life. Thank you so much for joining us in this episode of Living the Sweet Life. She is my beautiful, sexy co-host and wife, the lovely Trist.
And he is my sexy chocolate husband, Locke.
And thank you again, everybody, for joining us in episode 78 of Living the Sweet Life podcast. Tonight's going to be a fun one. I think I say that every time, but I mean, we have fun.
We do. We actually do.
We have a lot of fun. We have a good time, man. Like, either we're here with each other, we're here with the Sweet Talkers, we have guests, we might have an interview or something, but most of the time, we're having a damn good time in here.
Yes, true.
So, tonight, we're going to keep that tradition alive. We're going to have some fun. We got a nice, sexy story coming y'all way. And we got some cool shit that we want to go through with y'all. We're going to show y'all we're going to do a little live unboxing of our package that we received for Casual Swinger Week at Hedonism Resort that we are pumped about.
Yes, we are going finally.
Yes.
I cannot wait.
Me neither, man. I'm so in need of some sunlight, but we're going to get to that.
You in need of sunlight.
Oh, man. Here you go. All right. Y'all know what it is. Before we get into all the crazy stuff, let's knock out some housekeeping. First, I want to say thank you to everybody, every soul listening to us on all your favorite podcast catchers. We really appreciate y'all participation. So while you're there, though, could you take a minute or two and give us a rating, a review, give us a little feedback? Let us know what y'all think of the show. We always appreciate that. Feel free to follow us on Instagram at the Sweet Life Podcast and follow us on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod. And if you want to email us, that's cool, too, at thesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com. And for everybody who wants to join live in the suite, jump on over to YouTube, look up Living the Sweet Life Podcast, and there we are. Hit subscribe, hit the notification bell, so you'll be notified whenever we go live, and you can jump in the suite with us and give us comments, give us feedback, tell us we are off base, tell us we preaching, you know what I'm saying? Hit us up. Let us know what y'all feeling in those particular days. So, yeah, man. I think that's it. No, thanks again to everybody who's listening on Full Swap Radio, the Full Swap Radio app. You know, all your favorite podcasters are over there. Duchess Cashmere of the Cashmere Room podcast, Bedroom Bliss. I think they got a show. NK Swingers. Everybody's over there, man. It's a lot of shows. And want to give a special shout out to Duchess Cashmere. Welcome back to the game, sis. I know she's been busy. She's been doing her thing. To all, you know, inside and outside of the podcast game, she's back to writing. She just released another episode. I was listening to it, and sis, it's good to hear your voice again. So yeah, that was a quick unsolicited shout out to my homie, man. But you know, she's always doing big things. It was just something so cool though, Trist, in her podcast. She said during her time away, she was able to perform at a club that was a part of the Chitlin circuit down where she's from. Mm-hmm. How cool is that?
That's
shit?
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
man.
That is cool. I saw some of the stuff that she was doing, but I thought it was a part of her podcast. That was on me though.
Right.
But
I
was seeing a few things.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool, man. She got to go to like a historic performing, performance hall or club or a little small. I bet it's a little small little joint, you know what I mean, because it was the Chitlin circuit back in the day. And for y'all that don't know, that's where our people had to Yeah, they had to perform down in the deep south, you know, because they couldn't get major venues. There she go. What's up, Duchess?
Hey, Duchess.
What's up, sis? You came in when I'm sitting here praising you. You know what I'm saying? But no, just for real, Duchess, definitely a shout out. I thought that was really, really cool. She said it's called the 100 Men Hall. So yeah, man, I just think that's a really cool thing that she got to perform in such a place, such an iconic place like that, man. Shout out to you, Duchess. You're doing great work, sis.
Absolutely. Thank you. She thanking us. Thank you.
Yeah, no bullshit. Thank you. Yeah, again, what'd I say? Full Swap Radio. Check out Full Swap Radio. What else we got going on this year? We got the trips coming up.
We got the trips coming up. I'm gonna let y'all go.
Bye everybody on Instagram.
I have to do my job.
See y'all later.
See you later on Instagram. Okay, so we have trips coming up. First trip, let's go. We have Hedos coming up. That trip is with Casual Swingers. That's actually the trip date for the actual group is April 1st through the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going until the 3rd, so we'll be there Monday through Saturday of the trip. They have the most exciting part, I think, that I'm excited about the trip, but
sure,
I am also excited about the catamaran. First, mm-hmm. I was on the fence about doing it because we've done it before, but we haven't done it with this group, and we haven't done it in such a long time,
I know.
Actually.
I'm pumped about that.
I'm going to bring my Dramamine and all the things, Dramamine. Just in case.
You going to get the little wristbands like when you was pregnant?
No, if I'm going to take the pills ahead of time.
Okay.
So that I can make sure that nothing happens.
Right.
Usually I'm fine, but that was kind of a trick, actually, we learned in Thailand. Is to take it, look, I'm about to give y'all drop some gems on you guys.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
So we learned in Thailand that even if you don't have motion sickness, right, that they do recommend you taking some Dramamine, like probably about like an hour before you're about to go on a boat, because sometimes, even if you never had motion sickness before, it can cause you to have a problem, like on a boat.
Okay.
So what they recommended was like, take some before, an hour before.
Okay.
And then you're good to go. And you don't have to worry about, hey, if I'm going to be sick or not. And you drink, you can party your butt
party
off.
Party your ass off. You can say ass on this show, but this ain't for kids.
I know. A Sweet Talk is asking really quick, how many times have we been to Hedo? So officially, how many times have we been?
3.
Officially.
You mean stayed there?
Yes, yeah, see, we've that's only... what I'm saying officially.
All right, well, you got to tell me what officially mean.
Yeah.
We stayed there twice.
Yes.
And then the third time we went for a day pass
right.
while our friends were getting married.
Because we had degenerates like that. That's right.
We had to take some time away to get naked.
That's right. We were right. I mean, we walked down the beach to Hedo.
Facts.
Like, it was like 10 minutes.
Facts.
And we just went on over and was like, we did our job. We
yeah.
went to the wedding. We did all the events you wanted us to
do. We did.
Now it's our time.
That's right.
So, yes, officially twice. We've also been one time in addition to that. So I'm looking forward to that. The other trip that we have coming up is the Portland trip.
Fantasy Portland.
That's
I
me.
Think that one's actually finally
sold out.
Out.
All those last two rooms kind of lingered for a
yeah,
minute.
Yeah, they done. We are done.
So we are officially sold out.
Oh, man.
One
this is
going
to be
our,
epic.
I wanted to give a shout out actually to a Sweet
Go
Talker. So Sweet Talker, you know who you are if you hear this episode. Thank you for sending us messages on IG just about the club in general in Portland. So one of the Sweet Talkers reached out and said that the club is like going to be legit amazing. There's a lot of beautiful people that goes to the club and they did some updates. So I am pumped to see this club now. I mean, I was excited to see the club before, but now I'm really, 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 really excited to see.
It takes it to another level when you get that verbal confirmation from somebody who's been there and done that and been there recently. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That takes it up another level of excitement. So, yeah, I'm definitely pumped up myself.
Yes.
I'm
and
ready
you
to go.
Definitely know that we're going to give all the reviews about the club on one of
That's
the
right.
shows when we get back so that you can know how it is. And we actually have another event that we're going to that we keep forgetting to talk about, but we are going.
Yes.
So
go for
we
it,
skipped
Tris.
An event, actually. So in April, we're going to 2 events. We're going to Hedo with Casual Swingers, and we're actually going to an event that's in New York City.
Yes, we are.
It is so exclusive. So shout out to our UK friends. Shout out. to them. They actually were the ones that told us about this group. We had no idea. These are parties that's normally thrown in the UK, and they're super exclusive. You got to get approved to be in, to even go to the actual party. And then, and it's really like approved, like for real, like the process of it. And then, so we got in, we're going, they actually are having an event. It's called St. Francis, Night of St. Francis.
Knights of St. Francis.
Yes. Yeah. And it got, and they have one now in New York City. So we got approved. We in there. So
that's
it's
always
be-
like the weird part, right? Well, you have to submit pictures and get approval. You got to submit a picture with showing the date and that's who you are.
No, but I get it because they want to make sure you
I
are
understand.
Who you are.
I understand. Well, no. Yes, they want to make sure you are who you are, but they also are checking for hotness, right? They're vetting,
right? That part,
yeah. So again, it feels a little cringy. I'm not gonna lie. Me personally, it feels a little cringy. Like you got to get approved, you got to look beautiful, but then you kind of feel good about it. And if we're being honest here, it feels nice to know that it's gonna be a an attractive crowd, subjectively, right? But that depends on who's doing the judging, right? We don't know what their opinions are, or if they have some kind of quota. You know,
I don't really care about their quota, but I'm excited to see because this is a different party.
It is a different.
It is a different cadence of a party. And again, I don't want to talk about all the details like right now as far as what it all entails. We will talk about exactly like some of the details that you had to do for the party when we get back from the party. But there are certain
things. She's trying to tell me, shut up, y'all.
Yeah, that you have to do to even go to the party. Like once this, you know, you go to the process, you get approved. Of course, they tell you when the event is going to be.
You said you weren't going to go into it.
Well, I'm not. I'm just talking. This is just preliminary. They tell you where it's going. Like they, you know, give you an idea of where it's going to be. You still don't know the exact final destination yet. But then there's a couple of more things about they're very particular. So I will get into that in April.
Now but you'll get into
we'll
it.
We'll go.
You
into
just wanted me to stop getting into it.
To that.
Just let's be real. Let's just be 100 here.
Let me have my shine.
You had it.
April 22nd.
All right.
And then we're going to be in Portland in May. And that is it for now, right? We still have some more events on the tail end.
And it, of course, it's going to be a house party or two. But y'all will hear about all that stuff. All right. I think that clears up all the housekeeping stuff. So before we get into all the shenanigans, all the fun box opening and storytelling, got to check in with the wife. So my beautiful queen, how you feeling?
So guys, full disclosure, I am 100% feel better right now. What happened last week, we're talking about how you feeling. We were going to do the live show last Sunday. I actually woke up Sunday morning and I wasn't feeling well. And it kind of spiraled from there and it led into 4 days of hell. 4 days of hell that I had a stomach bug, whatever they're calling it, that's going around. And I was out for the count for 4 days.
It was definitely a man down situation.
Yes. So we could not do the show on Sunday, and this is kind of where we are. So that was kind of how I'm feeling. I'm feeling much better. But the second part to that is funny story that happened today. Miss Paradise, she gave me a birthday gift. She didn't give me the gift today. She gave me a birthday gift. I left it out on the dresser. Lockahee's in the bedroom and the toddler's in the bedroom with him. I'm in the bathroom. And I hear the toddler ask him something, but I didn't hear what it was. And then I hear Locke say, "I don't know, ask your mother." And I'm like, what? No, what does she need to ask
she
me?
She said, "Daddy, what's this?" And I said, "Ask your mother."
Right. And I was, and so I'm sitting there like, why can't you just answer her? And I look over and I turn around. She's holding a bullet.
A lipstick shape bullet toy.
And he's cracking up. He's over there cracking up. He's like, "What is it, Mom?" I was like, "Give me that, Mox. It's a toy." And she's like, "But can we open it?" "No, we cannot. It's Mommy's toy."
Grown up. It's a grown up toy.
Grown up toy. Grown up toy.
Put that down.
You put that down. Give me that.
Was in the box, you nasty mofos.
It was in a box. It was a brand new toy. I didn't even open it yet. But so that was funny. Thank you, Paradise. Appreciate you.
No, see, don't be trying to shade blame my friend. That's your fault. Leave your shit out.
So
like it's sweet.
I know, right? Oh, with a toddler running around. How are you feeling?
Me? I am. Yeah, you might take a sip. You got kind of cracked there on the on
I'm
that
going through puberty.
On the dismount.
How you feeling?
I'm sorry. I'm feeling pretty self-conscious today. Because yesterday we were getting ready to go somewhere, and it was a family event or whatever, and I'm shaving and getting ready, and then whoop, I put a giant gash in my mustache. Oh. It was all gone. So it's like there's no other alternative but to get rid of the entire thing. So for all my people on YouTube, y'all see me hide behind this damn microphone, and I'm getting deeper and deeper into it now. But no, I had to get rid of the entire mustache. I got rid of the beard just to do it, just to see what it felt like. And I forgot we had the show. And I was like, shit, I'm going to have to hide behind the microphone. But yes, I'm feeling a little self-conscious about it because, you know, can't trust a black man with no mustache, man.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
No.
No.
Not at all.
It's not true. It's not true. Someone's going to hit up like, it's not true.
Of course it's not true. Everybody knows it's a joke. Anyway, it's always funny. Like, I think I've always had facial hair. Since I earned it as a young boy, and it's kind of weird not having it. So I'm a little self-conscious, but by the time we go on this trip, I'll be ready to go.
Hey, we back.
Yeah, I'll be back with my full gray beard.
Sweet Talker says that you always look good.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. And that is more than a Sweet Talker, babe. That is Swinger Help.
Hi.
SwingerHelp.com. Check them out. Follow them on Twitter, man. They be preaching. Yo, Swinger Help. That's right. We gave y'all a shout out a couple shows ago because we used some of y'all statistics. Thank you very much for those. Check out their site, man. They have ton of information, and we do want to holler at y'all to maybe do something regarding all those statistics that you guys pulled down from your amazing survey. So check them out. All right, that it? We good?
I think so.
You told me how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I told you how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we could get going. Oh, we got Trap Chat by NK Swingers checking in. Jay-Z never had a mustache, and I don't trust him neither.
Has he never had a mustache? I don't know.
He said Jay-Z never had a mustache. I don't trust him.
Oh my gosh.
I kid. All right. Yeah, but that's a good point. A billionaire. So see, I'm on billionaire track then.
There you go.
I'm a little behind though.
A little bit.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
All right, my wonderful sweet talkers, my beautiful wife, y'all ready to get into tonight's episode?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
And I am wearing a t-shirt tonight, but it's the Malibu Strings t-shirt.
So. I mean, you try, but then the camera's off frame.
Sorry.
You know how to stand up.
I'm making it work today.
Or give them a little squat bounce. Make it worth their while, baby. I might keep all that in, too. All right. Thank y'all for hanging in there. Again, welcome to episode 78 of Living the Sweet Life. All right. So now it's time to get into some crazy stuff. Well, not really crazy, but we are going to hedonism. If y'all haven't heard us talk about this, or if y'all not tired of hearing us talk about it,
mm-hmm.
We're going to hedo.
Finally.
In a couple of weeks. So I think, Trish, we legit have one more episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we go on a trip.
And then we're going on a trip.
Yes. That's true.
That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fucking exciting. That just got me excited. So anyway, our wonderful, spectacular host, Mickey and Mallory, did a fantastic job of coordinating with the sponsors of the trip and just all around dope people who wanted to contribute to the gift packages, the gift boxes. Full disclosure, we already opened them and went through them, but we're going to go through it today and share it with y'all to see the level of commitment that these folks have on their trips. So.
Yeah.
Without further ado, go ahead, Tris. You can filibuster while I grab the box.
So it's definitely, it is an impressive gift box for a trip, right?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, just one of the most impressive boxes I think we've gotten so far.
Yeah, man. So now we're about to be bougie, so we're going to look for this kind of treatment.
Yes.
From
anything
here on out.
Anything less, be like, what is this?
Get this. Get your breath mints out of here.
I don't want
What are we doing with breath mints and condoms? I got those myself. All right, here we go. So first thing, what we got, Trist?
Just necklaces that says Lock and Trist. We know our names.
But that's for everybody else. No, we can't say just. Look at these things. Do you know, this is manpower, Trist.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, it takes a lot of patience.
It takes manpower to put these beautifully colored Jamaican beads, Jamaican color beads on these black necklaces that says L-O-Q. They got my name right.
Ooh, you with the
saying?
Q.
With the Q, right. And Trist. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So everybody will know who you are walking around.
Yes.
You know? And yours is a little shorter, so they thought about it for the lady.
They did.
Look at that. That's care and concern, Trist.
It is.
Can't say I know my name. What's wrong with you?
Yes.
Ungrateful. Go ahead. What's the next one? Go ahead. You pick something out of there.
This. So I don't know if this is like a bungee cord or what exactly it is, but it has like the Jamaican colors in it. And I'm assuming that it's for restraints, right? Because you can adjust these. I was playing with it the other day.
It?
Yeah, you can move this over and make it like tighter. So you see how it's like on your ankles. So I was messing with it. I think that that's what it's for.
I don't know. But this is a good question. I mean, maybe that's where our degenerate minds. This is where we're going to find out this thing is like for your luggage or some shit. Or like a clothes, you hang your clothes up on it or some shit.
And
like
I'm sitting
that.
Here talking about it's for to restrain somebody, but that's what I'm using it for.
That's what comes to mind. Yeah, you take that on your side. Shout out to, like Trist mentioned, we got our tickets to the boat. Mm. Can't lose those.
Oh, yes.
And shout out to Shameless Care, man. Shameless Care, they are a online at-home STD check company who are helping to sponsor this trip. And they are offering discounts on their packages, you know, pre-trip and post-trip checkups, which is dope.
Yes.
Right? You
so
want to check and make sure that thing in order.
And make sure you're not coming back home with
slinging
something.
It around. Yeah, man. You got to make sure. What else? This is crazy right here.
So this is a whole bed restraints.
Yeah, man.
That attaches to your actual like bed mattress that you can keep on your bed technically. And you just like tuck them under.
Yeah, like with instructions also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can tuck the head and the foot. So you got some foot restraints, some leg restraints, and some arm restraints.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty dope. We should try those before we go, babe. So we know like what the hell we're doing.
Test these out.
Yeah, we got to test them out so we know what the hell we're doing by the time we're setting it up in a Jamaican bedroom.
Okay.
What else? We got a casual swinger
bag,
carry bag. This is going to come in handy when you're running around with no clothes on, but you want to carry condoms and mints, like we mentioned, and you know, even some little, you know, body sprays or whatever it is that make you smell wonderful. And it came with a bunch of stuff on the inside. We don't have to go through all those. It's like some more wristbands and I think maybe condoms and lubes and things.
And then cups. Cups are always great
crack
to carry around.
Crack one open. It's a big logo cozy cup. Yeah.
So the cup has casuals on the front.
That's right.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. And so, you know, we're going to stick ours on there.
Yes. Like casual and living the
and
sweet life.
Living the sweet life. We're going to have our own little stickers on there. We got to do our own branding as well.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But thank you for the cups.
Yes. So thank you to Mickey and Mallory and all the generous, generous sponsors. The list goes on here. I'll even do that for y'all real quick. Incredible list of sponsors includes Uberlube, yes. Oxballs. Oh, I see the there's a cock ring in there from Oxballs. Yep.
Yes.
Never Nude. Coochie Shave Cream.
Gotta have a Coochie Shave Cream.
Wicked Sensual Care. Sports Sheets. And Casual Toys, of course. So shout out to all the sponsors. Shout out to everybody who's going down. This shit is going to be epic. We cannot wait.
Nope.
And hopefully next time we'll see y'all there so y'all can have y'all little gift bag with your bed restraints and things.
All right, guys.
Go ahead, Trist. Keep me honest. What else happened?
So we're going to get into the main topic tonight.
All right. What's the main topic, babe?
Main topic is what do you wear to an orgy party? However, there's a whole front story to this party. But so our friend sends out a message to say, hey, I want to have a party. I'm going to invite a few friends and I'm going to get a hotel and we're all going to have this party. Mm-hmm. So you think, okay, we're having a party.
What was the title?
I'm going to get there.
Oh, my bad.
we're having this party. Cool. Then we start seeing some of the invites. Then there's like then that's when the message comes, like the actual like group text. And the party theme is the Big Bang. What is it?
Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory.
Uh-huh.
It was the Big Bang Theory. That was the actual header for the group. Uh-huh. And poor me, just me. But actually, I wasn't the only one. And I feel like there was a couple of couples where the other person, the other partner was kind of like not
you didn't
grasping
get it. You didn't
the,
get
the
it.
Party. Because I'm thinking, okay, yeah, some LS people, we going to this party. And it's fine. And Locke is like, no, Big Bang Theory.
So hold on. There was no text messages. There were no messages prior to. All we got was a group chat invite. Mm-hmm. And the title was Big Bang Theory. And the message was, hey, I want to have a party. Y'all are some of my closest friends, you know, and I hope to see y'all there. Something like that. It was real broad. The only thing I had to grasp onto was the title of the party. Big mm-hmm. Bang Theory. I'm like, oh shit. Hey, Tris, are we going? Are we free? And Tris is like, what are you talking about? What is this? What are we doing? What is the party? I'm like, you know what this shit is.
And I was like, no, I don't know. I don't know what this
I'm
is.
I'm like, read the title. Big Bang Theory.
And yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, look at the guest list, all the lifestyle friends.
And
that
I was still sitting there like, I understand it's a lifestyle. It's just a lifestyle party. He's like, no.
And then that's when we started getting side chats and side texts like, what do y'all think of this? What's going on here? And it's always what we learned was that one person in the couple, in each couple that we heard from.
Was like me.
is in the dark. And the other one is hip to the game, like knows what the hell's going on.
Yes. So this was an orgy party.
Yeah.
It definitely was. There was no let's plan, let's talk about if it's going to be an orgy.
No.
Let's see if it develops into an orgy. No. Uh-huh. It was an orgy.
Yeah. we have a very specific purpose tonight. Mm-hmm. Big Bang Theory. Look, Swinger Help chimes in with a bunch of rolling on the floor laughing emojis, say, I see where this is going. Exactly. I can see where this was going.
I didn't.
Oh, my poor
But I wasn't
wife.
By myself.
But you know what? But the best part about it was you didn't say no either.
I didn't say no.
You didn't say no because you knew the cast of characters was pretty good.
I know.
And, you know, you knew that the reasoning behind the party was like, all right, I want to be there for this.
Yeah.
And you were down.
Yes.
That's all I needed. Like, okay, down. Cool. We'll figure the rest out.
Yeah.
So let's see. Who are the cast of characters? We got the thing about that, about the chat group was that we knew mm-hmm. everybody, right?
We knew everyone.
But there were some people on, let's just say, our left side who didn't know the people on our right side.
And vice versa.
And this, exactly. And then vice versa. So we were kind of like in that middle ground, that sweet spot, ha, pun intended, where we knew everyone. We were comfortable with everyone.
We knew everyone.
We haven't played with everyone. Not everyone in that group.
No, but we knew them.
But we knew everybody. Mm-hmm. And we were comfortable enough to kick it in this kind of particular way. Right?
Yes, we talk. It says that they're with me. They wouldn't have known what it meant either. See? It's not. I was just like, oh, uh-huh. Okay.
But I bet her, that's Sweet Tea. Uh-huh. Sweet Tea checks in and says, hey, y'all, I'm with Trist. I would not have got it. Right. But I bet Sweet Tea's partner would have got it. Because it seems like it's a 50-50 thing. Either you got it or you didn't.
Or you didn't. Uh-huh. Yeah.
One person got it, other person didn't. So the cast of characters included some repeat offenders that you guys may be familiar with Martin and Gina. Sexy couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And this was all for Gina. This was Gina's party.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Jill, those two sexy, crazy mofos. And then the absolute wonderful couple of Mr. Dependable and Paradise was in the building. Mm-hmm. We had a beautiful single who I can't wait to talk about, Jasmine. And then we got another couple that y'all never heard us talk about, but we are good friends with them. And this is Riri and Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yes, we just picked those names out right before the show.
I did. I had to come up with one for them. I forgot that we've never called them anything.
We never called them anything. Yeah. But super dope couple, man. We've gotten to know them much better in the past year or so. And we can't wait to keep on kicking it with them, man, for real. So chat. The chat was going on for about a month or so. So it wasn't super short notice, right?
No. It wasn't short notice. Mm-mm. But it also ran into my birthday, remember? Mm. So that weekend was very busy for me.
That's right.
I had a lot of stuff going on and juggling a few things to kind of make sure that this party happened. Because, and again, it took a little bit for me to grasp what was happening, right? So she sends out, I just want to go back for 1 second. She sends out the hotel and she says, okay, everybody, you know, be there by, I don't know, 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right.
And Locke is like, so you telling me that she wants us here at 9 o'clock on like a Saturday, whatever day it was, and you don't think this is just an effing party. And I was like,
you think it's a late night viewing of the Big Bang Theory.
It's at 9 o'clock.
We're going to sit around and watch repeats of this damn show on Netflix.
So, yeah. It was this whole conversation. No. So, anyway, go back to the day of the party. I had to make sure I had a vanilla event. Actually, like I said, it was my birthday weekend. So I had a vanilla event that I had a hard stop time that I was like, I have the hard stop time so I can go have, you know, relations with all these people at 9 o'clock. So I have to be done.
Yeah. But before we get there, before we get to actually the day of, I want to get to like how the Sweet Talkers feel about group chats and things like that. Right. Mm. So we felt that this was a good one. We felt it was a good opportunity for the people on our left side to meet the people on our right side or to get introduced to one another. So I think it builds anticipation. Because you get to see what everybody's thinking. You get to say happy, you know, hump day. And then somebody sends a booty picture or somebody sends like a Freaky Friday picture. Love a good chat group. You know, I love a good chat group. So what are some other benefits, Sweet Talkers, of being in a group chat when it comes to like anticipated play or even going out of town? Like speaking of Casual Swinger Week and things like that. They have chat groups where the people get to get familiar with each other. So what do you think are some of the benefits, Trish?
I'm the worst person to ask about this, but I'm calling my own self out. I'm the worst person in chat groups. I do not. I don't do all the back and forth, like chat groups and all of that. Now, I'll look at some stuff here and there, but
I'll tell you.
For me, I don't do anything, but I see the benefit that you get to see what people are saying, kind of what they're putting out. They may be saying their likes and what they don't, you know, things that they don't like, what they're looking forward to. And that's how you get to fill people out. Mm-hmm. It's just unfortunate. I just don't participate in that, but I get it.
Duchess Cashmere of the Cashmere Room podcast checks in and says, we have one with every party, helps people flirt in advance.
It does.
That's exactly what I have here.
I definitely understand it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you hit on some good points, right? Like it is. It's about like flirting. It's about, you know, building the anticipation. Trying to get to know, quote unquote, know someone before you're in like a play situation
with them.
Or it helps you even like set up dates like we did before one of the PCAPs. We were able to set up dinner and a play date.
Yeah.
You know, before we got there. So we knew Saturday, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, that time is booked, which is cool. I guess one of the things. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like the person online that you're chatting with is different than the person that you meet in person?
I've never had that problem personally before. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like that they present the way that they are in person. I'm sure that there are people that you know, that probably have, especially when it's complete stranger, right? Mm-hmm. But I haven't crossed that problem yet. Says the swinger help says that pre-flirting before the party can help costume ideas, boost confidence, showing off outfits, and finding people for pre-gaming.
Right.
That's true. Like I really do see the benefit of chat groups. I really do.
Duchess also says, we do a question of the day, and so people can catch that all-important vibe. That's a good one. Yeah, man. Like they said, costume ideas. Sometimes people can give not even the idea of the costume, but where to find costumes.
Yes.
Good deals. It's just knowledge sharing, mm-hmm. as well as flirting. And, you know, next thing you know, you got a bestie. You're toasting, mm-hmm. you know. Duchess also said, yes, costume ideas. And I think that's a good one, too. Duchess says that they have a question of the day. You got people chit-chatting.
You do.
And that way you get to actually see how somebody thinks, man.
Yes.
You ask a good provocative question, that'll get the wheels spinning, and next thing you know, you got a friend.
Yeah.
You got a friend in me. Right, Kitty?
Yep.
Sweet Tea says, don't necessarily participate in group chats. I'll end up, we know, Trist. I'll end up in one and then leave it because I get tired of all the notifications.
Hi, twin. Me too. Me too. I turn into a salad.
I'll open up Trist's cell phone, man, and she'll have like 1,000 notifications in all of our chat groups that we're in together. And it's terrible. But I mean, that's my job, I guess, right? I'm your secretary. I'll keep you honest and say when somebody's looking for you or they commented on something that I posted of you or something.
I keep it honest. Mm-hmm. I am honest about it, though. I'm not going to tell you and sit and hear and have you thinking that I'm about to sit here and do all of this because I'm not. So if you think that, you know, I'm ignoring you, I'm not. I'm just
ignoring everyone.
Yes.
So
it's not my thing.
We got to work on your PR because I don't know if this sounds good.
It's just not. It's not. I mean, you know, like everybody's good at something, right? Uh-huh. And some things they're not good at. And I am just is this admitting.
Is this your introvert?
Yeah, I just feel like it's a lot. I feel like it's a lot. So, and that's just my personal like opinion of it. Like, but when I'm in public and I go to the party. And I feel like, you know, some people are going to say, oh, well, this gives a chance to kind of break the ice. So when you get to the party, it's not awkward. Fine. Great. But
you just prefer in person.
I just prefer in person.
Okay.
That's just my preference.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Party day. Clean shaven. Smelling all good. Ready to go. Trist was out and about. She was already done. She was ready. I mean, she had to wear what you wore for your vanilla event, right?
I did, but I still had to think about it, right? Because I know where you're going with this. So I had to wear something. Because what do you wear when you know that this is an orgy party?
Yeah. What do you wear when you are going to an orgy? It's like, okay.
You know it is.
You know it's an orgy, right? You don't know it's sometimes you're just wearing what you wear and then things pop off.
Right.
Something happens. Or you go to like a club and you're all dressed up for club attire or a theme night for the club. But this is a straight up, we here to fuck.
You know what the business is.
You know what the deal is, right? And I found that to be so difficult.
And that's what I'm getting at. So even though I had this vanilla event to go to, I still had to think about what do I wear there that I can also wear to these after party, quote unquote, right? That's easy to take off and transition. Like, and how do I do this and be able to wear something in both places? Mm-hmm. And if I had to change, I wanted to do like minimal changing that needed to be. So it was like all these things trying to figure it out. It was stressful.
It was stressful. I want to know, someone says, Sweet Talker says, keep your bag in the car.
Well, yeah, my bag was in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, for you, that's easy, right? For me, I'm just literally, I had nothing else to do that day. I don't think.
No, you didn't.
Drop the kid off and then go to said orgy.
Yes.
So, but what do I wear for that? Do I wear a t-shirt? Do I wear pajamas? You know, because we chilling.
Yeah.
You know, some sexy pajamas with like a jacket. Do you wear a suit?
Yeah.
You know, do you come decked out? You know, put your best foot forward? Because there was no theme.
No.
You know, there was no theme. Do you wear like a trench coat with like, you know, boxers underneath or the ladies like, wear hey. Like, you know what I'm saying? That I would get arrested. Straight creep.
I don't know. Yeah.
So it was just, it was different. So I ended up putting on some shirt that I wore for like a BDSM night and some jeans or whatever. And then other people wore different things at the party.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed. I saw Jack and Jill. They looked like they were going out for a night on the town. He was wearing like a dressy shirt with button up. And then you had Riri and Devin. I think Riri was kind of like dressed up, but Devin was like in a T-shirt and some jeans. But nobody was out of place. You know, nobody was out of place. Everybody was chilling, comfortable, hanging out with some good friends. We brought our drinks in. What else did we bring with us? We lugged across the street.
Oh, the S chair.
Yeah, we did.
Yes. We lugged it through the lobby out of another hotel.
Damn right. Right on one of those carrying things. Yes. Those sliding.
Yeah, be like this. I got it. We were going to put it on this thing right here. It's okay. Yeah. Don't look at that. Don't worry about what that is.
I'm telling you, folks, the S chair by Liberator. Look it up. ESSE. It is not small.
It's not small.
No.
It's a big piece of furniture
that
you have to take through a lobby,
a lobby.
of a hotel, and then they're looking at you like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about that.
Mind your business. So we slid that up there. Oh, what else did we bring with us, Trist?
So we bought our wand.
Yeah, we did.
So I had no idea like how this was going to work out. We just bought it just in case, you know, we wanted to try it out. Mm-hmm. And
I knew I wanted it.
Right. You knew you wanted it. So at the very least, I was going to do it on you.
Damn right you were.
So we bought it to set up. Mm-hmm. But anybody could try it.
Yeah. When we got there, you know, people started filtering in. Everybody was all dressed up and nice. And it was really, really cool. We were just sitting around, chilling, drinking. We have some really good pictures. So by the way, folks, I don't have any more notes for the rest of this story. It's going to be, we're going to kind of jump around based on the pictures that we have. So this one was like the group. It was like a family dinner almost. Everybody's just chilling around the table.
Everybody's sitting at the table.
Getting our drinks. How did we get the action started? Do you remember?
Yeah. So
I think it was me.
Yeah. So actually, I got to arrive first. And let me, at least I got to arrive first with maybe I got to like look at the cadence of everything, right? So we got to play some games. We played icebreaker games first. So
we did.
Yeah,
that's right.
So mm-hmm. That's the table hint. So we all were sitting around the table, started playing the icebreaker game, because what do you do? Say everybody go.
Get naked.
Like, get naked. Go. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, what's supposed to happen. So we started playing some games.
That's a good question for the Sweet Talkers. What are some of your favorite icebreakers to get the party started? How do you transition from clothes to unclothed?
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, tell your story, see if they answer.
So we started playing some games so that, because again, some people didn't even know each other, right? To kind of break the ice, kind of laugh a little bit. And then, you know, people start making little sexy jokes and mm-hmm. start getting undressed to get a little bit more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And kind of that's how it got started.
What was the game that we played? It wasn't a game. It was cards.
Cards,
we have a cute little box of sealed, loosely sealed envelopes that have like little questions. Sweet Talker says, I never. Maybe never have I ever.
Oh, yes.
That's probably what they mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The envelopes, the little envelopes, you'd open up a little envelope and it'll have, you know, tell us a story about, or say, you know, when was your first time masturbating or something like that. And one of the questions was really interesting about like, when's the first time you saw porn or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Or porn magazines or something like that, dirty magazines. And one of the ladies, I think Riri, had a really interesting story. I can't remember it verbatim, but I thought she shared something really cool and it got us thinking about it. And everybody was kind of like, oh, shit. This is kind of
her dad. It was her dad.
I mean, everybody sees like some porn that your dad might have had. Yeah, I think that was the same part of like my story too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When the Sweet Talker says they play Swinger Jenga. Oh. I had the blocks made personally. Oh, that's a good one. I haven't played that one.
Swinger Jenga. Send us a picture. Could you text us, email us a picture?
Yes, yeah, of some Swinger Jenga.
That sounds cool. So, like Trish said, once we started getting the conversation going and people started getting a little bit more comfortable, I just said, fuck it. I want to get shocked.
Yes.
It's that time of night where I want to get electrocuted.
It's about that time.
I just have a new fetish, y'all, man. And I love it. I love it. It really just, it feels good. It just tickles and tingles. It kind of feels like, on its highest setting, it feels like you're getting a tattoo. But I don't know what it is about it. I just enjoy it.
And I didn't even zap you.
Nope. Who did?
Gina did.
Yeah. Gina.
Gina was looking all hot and sexy.
She was. She had this
black lingerie.
She did.
And was showing all the curves and everything.
And it was like the lingerie, the bra part was like all nippled. Like it was just like, I don't even know the purpose of it. It was just like wide open, but it showed like nipples. And she had some, the panties had
like
little
sparkles
little
on it.
Sparkle studs on the sides. Oh, sexy. So I had this beautiful piece of woman zapping me on the S chair that we had just brought into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And we got pictures of that, me laid out. And then one of her friends, the unicorn, the single lady, what we call her Princess Jasmine.
Yes. So Jasmine, let me tell you guys.
She is hot.
Jasmine is fire. Jasmine is hot. Now, at this point, everybody is like, completely undressed, right? You're either fully nude or you got
you're working your way there.
Everybody is, except for Jasmine. Jasmine is fully clothed with glasses on.
Yeah.
She wore glasses that night.
She wore
a short skirt,
high boots up to her thighs. Ugh.
And everything. And she's just taking pictures.
Yeah.
You know, she was taking hot pictures of everyone. She's just like, you
she
know,
was like the videographer
at everyone. But no one touched her or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just it was in awe of her, too. At the same time, was like, are you OK? She's like, I'm good. She's like, I'm OK.
Yeah.
And she just kind of chilled out. She didn't do chilling. Anything but take pictures of people and look hot.
Yeah, she was like a very, like, I don't know, just like a respectful bystander, like, just kind of chilling. Like I said, she was like a videographer for Gina. So she would use Gina's phone and take pictures and videos. And the best part is like after the party and when you're looking at some of the videos, you can hear Jasmine in the background like, oh, shit. Ooh, this is so hot. Ooh, you can hear her commentary.
Yeah, so she wasn't that innocent, right?
Fuck no, thank goodness. Woo.
Right.
Super hot. But
so
anyway,
she got to be a voyeur,
she
basically,
sure did.
The whole entire time.
Yeah.
She got to be a voyeur, and that was her jam.
That was her jam.
Yeah.
So I'm getting electrocuted on this thing, right? And then next thing you know, my pants come, my compression shorts come off, and while Gina's zapping me, she goes down on me as well. So she puts me in her mouth while she's zapping, like under my thigh and under my balls while my dick is in her mouth. Listen, I don't know how I can just keep going right now. Man, just the thought of it. What did you think while this was going down? Were you laughing? Were you excited?
No, so I was pleasantly pleased. You know, I like mm-hmm. it when you're getting in your zone and mm-hmm. and you're just kind of, you know, you're getting pleased.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I was the first one to mm-hmm. do that. So that was the thing. So me doing it kind of opened the floodgates to a
for
bunch
the guys.
Of, yeah, go ahead.
To try it, right? So it opened the door for the guys to try it because initially, you know, you see this machine, it can be intimidating. It's not big, but it's
it
you
can
know,
be scary.
Can be
you're
scary.
Talking about electricity,
right? You're talking
and
about
shocking.
Electricity
yeah.
and shocking someone. So
right.
initially, all the guys was like, "I'm good. I don't want to try that." And then when he did it and he was kind of like all into it and he was getting turned on.
And then she got into it, too.
And she got into it, too. Mm-hmm. And then the guys was like, okay, me next. And then they saw like how excited I was just watching it. And then I was like, who's next?
Yes.
I was ready. So I had my line going. And let me tell you guys, you can't see my smile on the actual, like
on the
podcast. But if you go to the YouTube channel, mm-hmm. I am telling you the way that I'm smiling, I was smiling like this
the entire
as
time.
I was shocking multiple men.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most pleasant.
Why?
Pleasing thing ever.
What is it? Why?
I think it's just that because I like that they enjoy it, right?
Mm,
and that they get turned on by it.
Mm-hmm.
And that especially the sensation they didn't know that they can have,
mm.
right? And I just love it.
Yeah.
I really have a problem.
No, when it comes to this thing, right? So is it specifically the shocking thing that you enjoy, or just doing stuff to people?
Just doing it.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing it to people and them getting a reaction from it. Yeah. Right. So I did this on, I don't even know, but multiple guys.
All of them.
All, was it everybody?
It was all of them.
It was everybody. I did. I'm telling all my business. That's so true. I actually zapped every guy in the room.
You did. I zapped every,
every last one.
But you were good. You shared too. You actually let somebody else do a little zapping. I got pictures of that too.
I did.
See, there you go.
Yeah. So I zapped every male in that entire
You were so helpful. You were like coaching the ladies on how to zap. And one of the ladies even got zapped. I can't remember if you did it or not, but Jill got zapped. Mm-hmm. I remember her booty kind of jumping and twitching. I think she liked it.
Yeah.
And Jack was into it. Go ahead, talk about Jack. Man. Talk about your experience with Jack.
Me and Jack can be so much more at some point.
I love it. Jack, I know he's I hope he's listening.
Jack was like, turn it up some more. Mm-hmm. Turn it all the way up. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Jack. I said, okay, how about this? And then I put it on all the way up and on the most, because it has different connections to it, right? Attachments. So the one that's kind of like a skinnier is more like fine point.
Yeah. One hurts the most.
It hurts the most. And I had it up on the highest setting and he was still like, let's go more. Hit I was me. Like, I need. All right, Jack. I said, we can do other things too, Jack. So Jack was
he's with the shits.
He's with it, and I was with it too. So we were good that night. So that was pretty fun.
Was awesome.
And I'll say my next highlight of that was, I mean, you can finish, you can tell the whole story of how you got yourself into it, but was watching A Lock in Paradise.
Oh, we'll get there. Oh, don't you worry. Yeah. Don't you worry. We're gonna get there. But before we even got there, like, I transitioned off of, and this is just my perspective. You can definitely tell what you were doing. I think at this point, you were still zapping people. There was still a long line of fellas getting zapped. So there was an availability of ladies. Mm-hmm. What am I to do but help to keep them busy?
And here comes Locke. And you guys wonder why we say that, because it's true.
Well, I mean, let's see.
He's like, I felt like it was a need. And I was there.
So Martin had a camera, and Gina and Jill were both going down on me at the same time while Martin was filming. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. And Martin was like in it too. Like, he's walking around getting the shot. And I think that was a funny part too, because Jack, he's really good with cameras and lights and all that. Jack tilted one of the strobe lights towards the S chair when people were kind of playing around in the S chair. Mm-hmm. And it gave it this really cool waterfall silhouette vibe, like on the wall. It was beautiful. God damn it. Some good sexy pictures came out of this one.
Yes. And at one point, I think it was Martin and Jill was, they were having sex. So I'm going to give you some visuals. So Gina, no, I am right. So Jill was on her back. Yes. Jill was on her back. Uh-huh. Martin was having sex with Jill. And then Riri comes in and did like a slide. Uh-huh. Oh, was it the other way?
Where were they? On the couch? No. It's the other way around.
I got that picture too.
Hold on. It's right here.
That one. This one. Yes.
Okay. We'll get there. Okay. You want to go?
It was the other way. Yeah. Okay. So, no, that's not the one I'm talking about.
That's not the one?
I know what I'm talking about. That's not that. Right. So, they were on the couch. Let's go back. So, it was Jill was on her back. Martin was having sex with her. Mm-hmm. And then Riri comes in underneath. And she starts like eating her out.
Oh yeah!
Like while they're, I was like, this is takes some exercise work.
Yeah.
But she was in underneath of him because he was basically on the couch. One leg was like off on the ground, and he had one knee.
She came underneath
him.
Under the balls. She took the road less traveled.
Yes.
To get there.
To get underneath.
But I like the effort.
And was eating her out while he was having sex.
Here for it.
Yeah.
here for.
I was like, I ain't never seen that before. But I was like, okay. So this is me watching at that point. I was like, I ain't never seen that one, right?
You definitely play voyeur. And at a certain time, Miss Gina, you know she got a crush on you. She likes you. They all like you, baby. Everybody like you.
Oh.
So Miss Gina break out a double-sided dildo.
Yes.
Because y'all have some history with one.
We do have history.
Mm-hmm. She broke that bad boy out, and I swear, it was just sexy just looking at y'all, looking at it.
Yeah, I felt like everybody was looking at us at that point. But
did it? How'd that feel? I mean, did it?
It was fine.
Yeah? Did it make you a little self-conscious?
No, it did not.
Did it turn you on?
It turned me on. It was it was good. Like, everybody kind of like stopped and was like, oh, let me see this. Yeah. You know,
and
it wasn't
like
creepy in a way.
True, true. It's like everybody watched or was trying to watch, but not trying to fuck it up.
Right, right, exactly. It was that feeling.
I remember I lost my phone and I was off to the side with Riri and the music was playing, I think, through my phone. And I was like, Riri, I don't know where my phone is. And she was like, I don't know. I think it's over there. I'm like, all right. This is gonna suck. So I pinged my phone like right during like everybody's moving and sexing and the music stopped. It was like bing, bing. And I ran and grabbed it. I was like, sorry. She was like, you are the worst. I felt really bad about that, but I had to find my phone because it was picture time, because you and Gina got on top of the S chair, and I don't know how y'all maneuvered around, but you can share your experience there.
Yeah, we figured it out. We had to do some maneuvering around because the S chair is super slippery, like after a certain point. And we're just trying to figure out, get the right position so that it's comfortable for her and comfortable for me at the same time. And once we got it, then it was on popping.
And that motion. Mm-hmm. You had that motion and friction and sliding. And you tend to take like a dominant stance. And I love it when you do that.
That was not intentional, but yeah.
I mean, that's like your tendency, though. It's just like, you're like, I'm going to get it done. And she started ramming that thing in there and sliding it around. Whew.
So, yeah. That was very interesting.
Let's see. Then, I'm so glad you brought your kimono too. I know we're running out of time, but we can keep on going just a little longer.
I do want to talk about
you. I know. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. All right. So then, okay. So bodies are moving. Sex is happening. You know, everybody's kind of finding their way around. And I'm kind of flirting with Paradise, kind of laying on her booty. And, you know, she'll lean back and she'll tip over or whatever. And I think we made out a little bit at some point. And we were kind of over by the bar area. I was sitting in a chair and her, like, ass was in my face. So what else am I supposed to do, right? Just kind of, like, lay on her ass. And she would kind of, like, bend over just to kind of give me a little peek and, you know, display what's going on. And I guess she got tired of the shenanigans. So she basically just turned around and cocked a leg up so that I could take a taste. Right?
Now, let me tell you what my perspective before you get to that. Because I was sitting behind you guys. Is what you didn't notice.
No, I knew you, and I knew that Riri and Devin were over there too.
Yes, yes, and it was also Martin. We all were over there. And,
know. I thought Martin was in front of me.
No,
I remember
Martin
seeing
was
him.
Behind me.
Okay. Oh no, that's right. Yeah, because y'all were kind of making out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
It was me and Martin, and Devin was in front of me on the opposite side of the table.
Right,
that's
right.
What it was.
Yeah. No.
So
I knew
we were all, you know, I was making out, but we were also looking at them at the same time, trying to see where this is gonna, what's gonna happen. So we're sitting at the table looking at them. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure it out. Okay, so go.
Right. So I think she cocked her leg up. I went down. I tasted her just for like a little bit, right? And listen, it's just fucking waterfalls. It's just, she's just wet, dripping wet, right? So she finds a way to go down on me while I'm sitting in the chair. She was just fucking with me, just teasing me, right? Mm-hmm. And it was incredible. And I'm losing my mind. I'm getting stir crazy. I'm like, okay, all right, hold on. This is bananas. I actually had to stop her. Like, wait. This is too much. This is too good. Like, this is crazy. And she's laughing. We got it on video of where she's like laughing with me, right? So then I asked her, you know, are you ready? Would you like to, you know, is it time? You know, I can't remember the code word to say, would you like to have sex? Mm-hmm. But the answer basically was yes. And I scrambled around, found a condom. And again, she's not a small woman.
No, she's
this,
tall.
Yeah, this woman sits back on, we're behind the couch. We're on the back part of the couch. You know, other people on the other side, the opposite side with the actual cushions, they're fucking and doing whatever mm-hmm. they're doing. And she's on the back part of the couch, basically looking me right in my eye because she's damn near my height, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sits back and just cocks a leg up and like tells me go. I'm like, oh shit.
And let me tell you guys,
wait a minute.
We're all at the table at this point. Stop what we were doing and we're looking at them.
See
and,
how he,
and we're
how
all like, now how is he gonna figure this out? Then this was the story, and also Mr. Dependable saw it. He said he saw it from across the room. So remember on the last show, we were talking about it. We didn't want to get into because we couldn't tell like the reference of the story yet.
Oh, my God.
But on the last show with Mr. Dependable in Paradise, this is what we were talking about.
Yes.
So
yes,
we all pretty much stopped and was looking.
Like, how is he going to do this? Because
we're going to say, how is he going to get up there and do this?
Listen, y'all, stretch into your 40s. That's the only way. So she put her leg up. I had to basically like
and
maneuver
she's tall
and throw my leg up on the fucking back of the couch around the other side of her and like hold on underneath her ass.
He did. He was holding
and then
on.
Go. And go.
He was like, I'm going to hold on to
I'm
this ride.
For dear fucking life.
It's like, she going to put her leg up like that. She know how tall she
right.
is.
Do you realize I am not your husband?
Yeah.
I am not that 6'5" Adonis. I am not him.
But
you know
he was
saying?
Like, I'm going to make this
but
work.
But I'm going to make it work.
And we're sitting there chuckling, laughing, right, a little bit. Because we're like, he made that work.
Goddamn right I did.
Because all of us trying to figure out, like, how is he going to get up
Goddamn
there?
Goddamn right I did.
It was so funny watching because I was like, and you could see him processing it, right?
Fuck
trying
yeah.
to figure it out. He was like, okay, now how do I get up here?
How do I get up here? I'm going to bring a little stepping stool with me next time she around.
It
but
was
fuck that.
So funny.
But no, we got it in, man. We got it in. That was our face-to-face moment, which was epic. It was so sexy, awesome. It was hot. She was wet. She was making noises. And again, I told y'all, she got the shit-talking game. Mm-hmm. But you got to be ready for that shit. You got to be ready. So I was ready. And then we switched positions, right? We turned around. Oh my God. How did I miss this question, though? She asked me before, you know, we got it in, right? She asked me, she looked me dead in my eye and said, do you want panties on or pull them to the side?
He's like, I got a choice.
I was like, take them off. Just take them off. I don't want nothing in between because that, I don't know, just that sexy ass question had me all fucked up. Do you want them on? Or pull them to the side. Or take them off or pull them to the side. Whew. Trist, I don't know, man.
He's like, let's go.
Let's go. But I selected take them all the way off. Just take them. Get them out of here. But anyway, so we switched positions and we're going at it from behind. It was like, pow, pow, pow. Mm-hmm.
All that ass.
It was a lot of sounds, right?
A lot of ass jiggling. From my perspective.
And it was unsolicited, but then Riri, we kind of built an audience, Paradise and I. We kind of built a little bit of an audience. People were kind of watching the show, and Riri just says, Locke, we have decided that you are tearing that ass up.
Guys, what I'm telling you, when she said it in mid-stroke, she came up beside him. So he's, but now let me give you how this look, because I'm still sitting here, right? I'm still sitting at this table. He is like going to town, guys. He's like, baka, 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 baka. And you just hear, and you just see the ass is jiggling, blah, 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 blah. Like everything's happening, right? She literally walks up beside him.
Ass naked.
Butt naked. She walks up beside him and the room is quiet because we're just looking, right? And I didn't know what she was going to do.
Right.
So she just walked up beside him and was like, Locke,
we have decided
that you are tearing that ass up. And she said it
so straight.
Calm.
So,
and so
straight.
Like everybody just started laughing
because I didn't know what to say. I completely fell out of the pussy.
I was like.
And I think Paradise was like, what the fuck is happening? Like she looked back like, what's going on? And I'm like grabbing my stomach, cracking up, laughing.
We have decided.
And it was just so funny, man. Who knew that you could have you know, crazy big laughs during an orgy. And as a matter of fact, I think Riri was the cause of quite a few of them.
Yes.
She got jokes during naked play, man.
Let me tell you what. That
she got
was
jokes.
Funny.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Then we shared a sexy moment with you and I. We're on an S chair,
yes.
And Paradise and Mr. Dependable were like parallel to us. They were right across and they were having sex. And we took one of the funniest pictures, I think. I know that Gina was like walking around and she took a picture of us and we kind of like smiled, like cheesing while we were fucking.
Yeah.
And you had that sexy little kimono on. Mm-hmm. And I like it when you have that and it's bouncing around and mm-hmm. I can lift it and show your ass. But so we had a really good time.
It was a good night.
One quick story before we left, and the party kept going after we left.
Yes.
But before we left, here's what I thought you were going for.
Mm-hmm.
Where Martin mm-hmm. was having sex with Riri mm-hmm. from the back, while underneath was, what's her name? Jill
mm-hmm.
was underneath facing Riri's pussy and Jack's Martin's balls, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that fucking, yeah, I know the configuration when it's two women basically in the 69 and a guy is fucking on one side and a guy is fucking a woman from the back on the mm-hmm. other side. So Riri, unbeknownst to any of us, turned out to be a squirter.
Yeah.
Whoa. So the thing was, Riri's husband, Devin, he definitely knew mm-hmm. that she's a squirter because he came over to me and was like, oh shit, she's gonna drown her. He was saying that Riri was gonna drown the shit out of Jill. And he was just like, uh oh, just wait for it. He was like waiting for it, and everybody was waiting for it. And good God Almighty, lo and behold, whoosh, it was crazy. And it was just like so much and so wet. You could just hear and see it. And that didn't stop Martin at all.
It was like, okay,
that's like an encouragement. It just kept on stroking, kept on stroking. It was incredible. And the next thing you know, Jill gave it back the other way.
Yes.
So it was just squirt all
over the place.
That couch.
They did.
Fuck that couch. Fuck your couch. Oh, it was incredible. Incredible. It's so many different other configurations with, you know, with Gina and, you know, the other ladies. And I think there mm-hmm. was some candle play after we left, and just everybody was having such a good time. And I know that's what she was going for.
Yes.
To have a really open, experimental, relaxed, good time with all of these friends that she knew.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave her what she wanted.
Yeah. So it's like, what do you wear to an orgy party? What's the original question?
Yeah. That was, and the answer is like, who cares?
Who cares, right? Because your end goal is that you're about to take it off anyway.
Yeah, man. It was pretty epic. I know Mr. Dependable and Paradise had some special time with Gina. She kind of like jumped up on them and everybody kind of went down on Gina at another point. It was me and Jill, and I don't even know whose body that is.
Bodies.
Oh, I think that's Jack. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's just bodies everywhere.
Bodies everywhere. Did you have a good time?
I had a good time.
Did you have sex?
I had sex with you.
Mm.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of available penises, though, Trish.
You weren't
ready?
I just wanted to zap people.
You just wanted to zap people.
Uh-huh.
That might just be your jam.
No, I mean, it's just what it was in that moment, in that night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was good that mm-hmm. night. I mean, because everything, like, those parties, especially when you have orgy parties, right? It's just all about what develops, like, in that moment, mm-hmm. in those moments, right? So I'm a big believer in not forcing things to kind of happen.
Energetic.
As they happen, they mm-hmm. happen, like, within what everybody's comfortable with, right, in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So That's just kind of what the cards laid out for me.
True.
That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
But
who knows what the future holds for these
orgies? You want more orgies?
I was gonna say for these people, nah. For these for the gentlemen who I know are waiting to get you.
Oh.
I mean, you know, you're a hottie, man.
I try. I really try. Well, thank you guys for holding in there. We know we're over. But
that was fun.
That was fun. Sexy. So now you know what the story was. It was him trying to climb a daggone tower.
I'm going to climb that mountain. Spelunking like a motherfucker. Yeah.
I know. We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah. We'll see y'all again soon. Thank all y'all right. for hanging in there. We really appreciate the comments and feedback. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Bye.
Again, we'd like to thank you for living a sweet life with us.
To everyone who couldn't join us live in the suite, check out our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Feel free to email us at livingthesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at The Sweet Life Podcast and on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at Living the Sweet Life Podcast so that you can be a sweet talker the next time.
So do you have anything else to say to our lovely guests?
Until next time, keep living the sweet life. Bye.